Amen. There's a word from the Lord, y'all. There's a word from the Lord that can be found in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, New Living Translation, it reads as thus. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free. Let me say that again. Now, so Christ is true to set us free. But make sure, be sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. The bondage of sin, the bondage of slavery, the yoke. Make sure you stay free. So I'm going to encourage our hearts quickly this morning from the thought, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. So again, yesterday, y'all, we know we celebrated well Independence Day, the 4th of July, y'all. We had the barbecue. We had the music bumping. We had it going on. And so some of y'all had some of those libations that, you know, we're in the house of God. Just tell the truth now. Y'all had the libations, and I ain't mad at you. We had a great time. 4th of July, 1776, the Continental Congress signed the Declaration of Independence. We know that establishing a new nation, the United States of America. And I echo Brother J.C., I think this is the best country in the world to live in. I realize that we have not arrived. We have not gotten there in every area, but I still love this country. That's why I served this country for some 20 years in the military. That this is the land of liberty, the land of freedom and justice. That freedom and justice, it's our creed, it's our mantra, it's our motto, it's our hallmark as a country. After 250 years, our country still holds fast to these values of liberty, freedom, and justice in this country. And again, I realize we haven't fully arrived there yet. There's an old cigarette commercial that some of the older generation in the house might remember. Used to come on television. And so the cigarette that they advertised was called Virginia Slims. That cigarette was thin, and I was a child then. It looked like that cigarette was about 4 feet long. It was, you know. And so it was a ladies' cigarette. Cigarettes bad for your health. Don't smoke, y'all. I'm not promoting smoking. But they had this motto in this commercial, and so it says, "You come a long way, baby." Some of y'all remember, I hear you. "You come a long way, baby." We've come a long way in this country, y'all. We come a long way. We come mani-pedis, y'all. Yeah, come on now. Get your nails done when you want to get them done. Get your feet done when you want to get them done. We've come a long way, y'all. What do you want for dinner? You want steak and lobster, shrimp? It's all. What do you? We've come a long way, people. But I realize that we still got a ways to go. There's some people in this country that feel like maybe we're going backwards. The people feel like they're overworked and underpaid. That right now that the people are hurting for jobs. The justice in this country now seems like a joke to many. That politics have become poisonous. That the economic gap is getting wider, y'all. That interest rates are high. Housing cost is high. Medical costs are growing. And that school shootings are still taking place. And in this country, FDA-approved drugs are being dispensed like candy. As millions of people are trying to escape the relief of what's going on in their lives, the struggle that's going on in their heads, that things seem dark and dismal to me. It seems like to many we're going backwards. And like some people say, listen, it's hard out here in these streets, for real. It is. It is. Yet regardless of the bad news, there's good news. Yeah. There's great news for the person that understands where real freedom comes from. Yeah. I believe the Apostle Paul is reminding us today that true freedom can never be achieved through human creeds. Not through human schemes and mechanisms. Not through human doctrines or politics or economic policies. But true freedom is only found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hello, somebody in the house today. Where are the free people in the house today? Jesus said, whom the Son has set free, you are free. Do we have any free people in the house today? No chains holding you. You're free in Jesus today. So true freedom, real freedom, is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. But like a country that struggles to maintain its freedoms, so do many Christians. Christ has truly set us free, but the question before us this morning is, are you truly living free, or are you chained to your past, brokenness, and bondage? Well, you can answer that question. Let me ask again, are you truly free? Let it sink in, let it marinate. Is there anything that has you enslaved this morning? No matter what enslaves you, you need to know the good news that there's a chain breaker in the house today. Yeah. That there's a liberator, and his name is Jesus, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. So in our text for the morning, Paul, the Apostle Paul, he's really saying to the church at Galatians, to us today, don't go back to old things. The church was primarily made of non-Jews. We call them Gentiles, non-Jews. But there were Jewish believers in the church too. And out of these Jewish Christians, some of them were what we call Judaizers. So they were Jewish Christians that believed in the grace that Jesus brought, but they also believed, you gotta keep the Old Testament. That listen, you have to keep the Old Testament rituals, and so you had to keep the dietary restrictions, and so you couldn't eat no pork, no ham hocks, no pork chops, no ribs. Oh, the devil is a lie. That all of these ritual performances, you had to keep all of this, but also there is grace. Paul said, no. Once you gave your life to Jesus Christ, the old is now gone. The Old Testament law is perfect as it was because it came from God. We were not perfect. And so it was just, as Paul said, it's the schoolmaster. It shows us what God requires of us and what we cannot do, but the Old Testament law could not save us. That's why Jesus brought the law of grace into our lives, the unmerited favor of God. So I don't have to try to keep working for it. It's not about rituals and rules. It's about the relationship with Jesus Christ. The book of Galatians is all about the Christian's true freedom. Not by works, but by faith in Christ alone. Beloved, listen, you can be physically free, but spiritually bound. It matters where you seek your freedom. Where are you looking for freedom? Are you looking for it in a relationship? Are you looking for it from Joe Bob? Is it Tyrone? Is it in the next puff? Where are you looking for real freedom? Are you trying to get to the worm at the bottom of the bottle? Is it the pill that you're popping? Is it sitting on the psychologist's seat and they charge you $100 an hour? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. If you need help, you need help. But at the end of the day, true freedom, mentally, it comes from Jesus and Jesus alone. Do you hear what I'm saying to you today? So I'm standing with Paul and other believers today that said, I'm not going back. I'm not going back to that. Whatever that is looks like to you, I'm not going back to that. So again, where are the free people in the house today? Y'all need to make some noise. If last night, y'all, listen, we were up to about 1 o'clock in the morning, y'all. Folk out, they were popping firecrackers. I'm country, y'all. Firecrackers and fire all night. Boom, boom. But it's like cannons, y'all. And they're celebrating the Declaration of Independence. How much more should the people of God come into the house of God? That we declare freedom in Jesus Christ? That we not open up our mouths and lift up our hands? It ought to sound like fireworks going off in here today. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Y'all, let me slow it down. But it is nauseating and distasteful as it is. I want to borrow the words of King Solomon from Proverbs 26 and 11. Because Solomon's really talking about this idea of being set free and staying free. It goes in line with Galatians today. Proverbs 26 and 11 says this: as a dog returns to its vomit, So a fool repeats his foolishness. Paul paints y'all a repulsive picture. Can you think about a dog for a minute? And anybody that had pets, you know, dogs eat. And I don't know what it is about a dog. They just keep on eating. You got to, you know, only feed them so much. They just keep on eating until they're full, until they're about ready to bust. And some of y'all got some dogs. Y'all seen what dogs do sometimes. They regurgitate what they ate. Okay, I'm painting the picture for you now. Hopefully you haven't eaten breakfast yet, because it gets dirty. It's repulsive. And they vomit it back out. And then they return to that vomit, and they lick it up, and they digest it again. Y'all, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. But really, that's the picture that Solomon paints for the person. Listen, if you're saved, you have a relationship. That's what Paul is saying in Galatians. Listen, you have this relationship with Jesus Christ. You have been set free. You're born again. You have the power of God living on the inside of you, but you're going to return to that stuff. You're going to return to that mess. You're going to return to that relationship. No. You have been set free. But Paul said it this way: when I will to do good, evil is present on every hand. That every time I'm trying to do right, I'm trying to live for the Lord, y'all. I'm studying my word, y'all. I'm speaking the word of God into my life. And all of a sudden, y'all, something comes along. And it's that other nature that tries to get you. Make it plain, y'all. Make it plain. Listen, you Holy Ghost filled. You know, you sanctified, and you go to the gymnasium, and then you see spandex. I'm just, Lord, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you are married, but you're not blind. I'm trying to keep it real here. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But my prayer is that we would really get this sermon, because I think there are far too many believers that love Jesus, that name the name of Jesus, but they're in bondage. They're broken. You're hurting. And if you're not careful, you wind up right where you were before, still saved, but struggling and fighting to really be free in Christ. If you belong to Jesus, you are free. So let me just share a few things, y'all. I chewed on this lesson for a little while. I want to digest it if I could. I want to rehearse it. Can I just regurgitate a few things that I found in the text today that might be able to help us who are free to stay free? First thing is this. Remember this, y'all. If it took the power of God to free you, it will, y'all. It must take the power of God to keep you free. Amen. Somebody in the house today. Paul is speaking to the church at Galatia. He's speaking to us today. That Christ set you free, so stay free. How do we get free? We know Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved. Y'all, it's a gift that comes from God. When we put our faith, our hope in Jesus, by his grace, his unmerited favor, he saves us. That's the only way to God, is through Jesus Christ. What he did for us on Calvary's cross. In chapter 3 of Galatians, Paul says, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you? Who has bewitched you?" The message of Christ freed you, but for some reason, you allow these folk to talk to you and tell you there's another way, and you believe it, and now you're struggling. Don't go back to the comfortable. Don't go back to the familiar. Don't go back to the feel-good. Move forward in Christ's power. It's all right. It's all right, baby. Remember, if it took the power of God to free you, it would take the power of God to keep you. Now, listen, I grew up in a city in Memphis, Tennessee, and we used public transportation. Some of y'all don't know what that is today. They got the VIA buses here. We had MATA, Memphis Area Transit Authority. And so occasionally I would go downtown, and so I walked down the hill to Alsea Road in Judson, and I'd get on the bus, y'all. The bus sign read for Walker Owlsey, but I'm going downtown. I knew the bus was taking me downtown. Some of y'all that ride buses know that, listen, you can get a transfer too. So maybe one bus is not going to take you to your destination. So you got to catch another bus to get there. You got to do a transfer, y'all. I just had to stay on the same bus. When that bus got y'all to Mississippi and Walker, the bus driver would get up and he'd scroll the thing on the top of it and it said downtown. Yeah, I did not change buses. I did not get on another bus. I did not get on another vehicle. I stayed on the same bus and I reached my destination. I reached downtown. What am I saying to you? So we got to stay on the same bus, y'all. That Jesus is the vehicle. He's the way to eternity. We got to stay on the same bus, y'all. There's no other bus. There is no transfer. There is no other way. Grace, faith, that's the only way we get there. I'm saying to you today, listen, stay on the bus. Young people, stay on the right bus. I don't care what they teach you in college, philosophy class, and all the other different religions. There's only one way. There is no transfer. You can't do it two ways. It's only through Jesus. There's only one bus. So for the Galatians, it meant they could not depend on the law to save them, only grace. If they depended upon the law, y'all, that they would lose their freedom in Christ. The law, again, was perfect, but they weren't. Newsflash. The law of God is still perfect, but we're not. That's why we depend upon the grace of God. I'm riding on grace, y'all. I'm depending upon grace to get you there, y'all. Not good enough, not perfect. I'm depending upon God's grace to get us there, and I want to stay free. The law was perfect, but we're not. And so when we depend upon good works, it gets us into a mess. It's like the dog returning to the mess, to the vomit. But in our lives, y'all, when we get saved, and we are saved, and we return to that old stuff, y'all. It's like losing these privileges that we have in Jesus, that we find ourselves struggling and in bondage. And God didn't want us to be that way. So how many people in the house today, how many people fool themselves by believing less? If they keep on doing what they did, you're going to get same old thing. Remember, if you always do what you always do, you always get what you always got. That's where I'm going with this. How many people fool themselves? I keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, I'm going to get some different results. That's not true. How many people are in relational bondage? You're in that same relationship. He told you, baby, I ain't going to hit you no more. I'm not going to emotionally abuse you anymore. I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry. But he does it again. Relational bondage. How many people got credit cards in the house today? You glad you got some good credit? And so you see that new pair of kicks. You see that new thing that you want. And your credit card is sky high. But you got to have it. One more thing. You just got to have it. Cha-ching. And you got it. And you are in financial bondage. How many people want out of emotional and psychological bondage? How many people are led by what other people think about them, what other people feel about them, other than what God feels about you, what God knows about you, and God loves you with an everlasting love, but we follow another folk? Stop following other people. Remember this, if you always do what you always did, you're going to get what you always got. Second point. How many people want to launch out into the deep, y'all? We're seeing a bright future. We're seeing God doing great things in our lives, y'all, but we're stuck in the same old rut, the same old place, because we're afraid. When the Bible says God did not give you the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Listen, if you always do what you always, you're going to get what you always got. There's a story of a short book titled The Book of Five Chapters. In the book of five chapters, y'all, chapter one, a man is walking down the street and he falls into a hole. Chapter 2 in the book, the man does the same thing. He's walking down the street and he falls into a hole. Chapter 3, the man walks down and he sees the hole. He tries to go around the hole. He falls into the hole. Chapter 4, y'all, the man is walking down the street. He tries to jump over the hole but falls into the hole. Finally, in chapter 5, the man is walking. He sees the street. The man takes another street. There's a point in this, y'all, that some of us need to take another street. We've been doing the same thing over and over and over again, falling into the same hole. But maybe we need to do something radical, y'all. Something different. Take another way. Take another street. Take another path. You can't do the same thing over repeatedly and expect something different result. That's the definition of what? Insanity. That's crazy it is. I'm going to do the same thing over and over, get the same results, but eventually something's going to change. No, it's not. So ask your neighbor, just whisper, is it time to take another street? y'all, I ain't going to say that to him. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 says this. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, y'all, and its gate is wide. But the gateway to life, it's a narrow gate. The road is difficult. We have to stay on the right street, the right path. Take the right bus, y'all. Check your spiritual GPS to make sure you're still on the right path. Next, y'all, next. So remember, if you want something you have never had, you have to do something you have never done. You get that? If you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. So if we were all honest, we all have some areas in our lives where we have yet to achieve total freedom, total victory. All of us have something, y'all. All of us have something in life, y'all. If you push the right button, you say the wrong thing, then Jack will come out of the box. Okay, Jaquita will come out of the box. We got some strong something inside of us, that dual nature that fights against the Spirit of God that we need to get rid of, and we don't have total freedom in every. Do you have total freedom in every area of your life? You're totally free, really free, totally free in every area. We want something to be different than what it is right now. We want to see situations change in our lives. And so that's why I love what the songwriter said a long time ago in that song. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. So nobody knows me like my wife knows me. Nobody knows you like your spouse knows you. And so they can see you in the sanctuary lifting up holy hands and talking, oh, how free you are. You're like, yeah. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to bust you out like that. I could throw you under the. But God wants us to be totally free. But to be totally free, we have to do some things differently in our lives. Remember, if you want something you have never had, you have to do something you've never done. But you can't tell people, listen, I moved, y'all, but they keep finding you at the same address. It doesn't work that way. The Galatians couldn't convince Paul, listen, that we are totally free, we're free in Christ, but here you are trying to follow the law. Here you are trying to find rituals and rules, and you've been set free by the power and by the grace of Jesus Christ. Remember, if you want something you never had, you have to do something you never done. For the Galatians, it meant clinging to Christ and never going back down the same street of legalism and Old Testament stuff again. It replacing foolishness of trying to live by works, faith by works, other than faith by faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. Different Bibles read this kind of differently, y'all. Stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery to the law or the slavery to sin. Old Testament, or in that time, they understood the yoke of bondage to mean to be yoked to sin. A yoke is that wooden beam. You ever seen it in a movie where two oxen are joined together? And there's this yoke that keeps them walking on the same path together, y'all. So one oxen is yoked to another oxen, but for us today, what Paul said, what are you yoked to? If you're yoked to anything other than Jesus Christ, that's the wrong yoke. As you're trying to walk down this journey, this path called life, and you're yoked to that, that's not going to get you there. You will be in bondage. What are you yoked to? Jesus said, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. When we're yoked to him, listen, he will lead and guide us all the way. He will protect us. He will keep us. He'll take us from here to eternity. What are you yoked to? What are you bound to? What might have you in bondage? Are you really free in Jesus today? For some, maybe it means letting go, y'all, of a relationship. Maybe it means getting a financial counselor. Maybe it means going back to some of the elementary things, the foundational things of our faith. It means going back to real prayer. It means goes to fasting and study of God's word, meditating on the word of God. For some of us, maybe we need to change the channel that's in our head, the channel that's in our, think on these things. Whatever things are lovely and pure, think about these things. Change the channel in your mind. Maybe for others, it may be forgiving somebody. That unforgiveness has you bound. That you refuse to let somebody go. You refuse to release that situation. You refuse to let it go, and it's got you bound. So you want to come into the house of God, lift up holy, say, praise you, but you're bound because you're unforgiving or unloving or unkind or ungracious. What's got you bound today? Let it go. Be free in Christ. If you want something you never had, you have to do something you never done. So rather than trying to hold on to these human works, perfection, maybe we need to focus on allowing the power of the Holy Spirit to mature us, to grow us, and to complete us. There's a saying that even a rare diamond has blemishes, but it's whole. Bible says that we are complete in Christ, that we are whole, that he's given us everything we need to live godly and to be free. Does it mean that we don't have blemishes, that we don't have marks, but we're still precious to him like a diamond? So even with our blemishes and our imperfections, y'all, we're striving to be more like Jesus, but you got to be free. He wants you to be free. We're talking about the declaration of independence, but what about the declaration of faith in Jesus Christ that can really set you free? Finally, y'all, I'm almost done. We got the Lord's Supper. Nephew still got some barbecue at the house, y'all. He was off the chain, y'all. He smoked it good, so... We still got some eating to do. We got some eating to do. Last thing, y'all, we out of here. Woke up this morning with my mind, stayed on barbecue, y'all. So remember this, y'all, and we're out. Remember, sometimes you have to look back to move forward. Sometimes you have to look back to move forward. You leave your house in the morning out the driveway, you know. You got to back out. You got to go back before you can turn and you can go forward. We have to learn from our mistakes, our past failures, our past, and trust God for true freedom. That's what Paul was saying to the Galatians. He said, look back, study the book of Galatians. Think about all that Jesus has done for you. Think about how he set you free. Look back at the saving grace of Jesus Christ who set you free. Look forward and now and live in freedom in Jesus. Everybody longs to be free. Everybody's longing, looking to be set free in some way. But what methods do we use to really get free? Are we looking for the feel good in a relationship? Are we looking for the feel good in a pill or a bottle or this or that? Are we looking for the feel good in status and titles and names and all? What? We all want to be free. We all want to be somebody. We want to be free. A declaration of independence. Human creed, y'all, cannot make a person truly free. But declaration of faith in Jesus Christ, Christ alone, really makes you free. So there's a well-loved Bible teacher that knew the secret of true freedom. And she wanted her students to know what that was. With young people in mind, y'all, she said, a bird is free in the air. But you place a bird in water, and it loses its liberty, it loses its freedom. A fish is free in water, but you leave it on the sandy beach, y'all, and it loses its freedom. It dies on the beach because it's out of its realm. It's out of its boundaries. The Christian is free when he or she is in the will of God and walking in obedience to God's commands. This is the natural realm for God's children. As the water is for fish or the air is for the bird. Freedom has boundaries, beloved of God. Freedom, real freedom, it has boundaries that we have to live within. We can't live any kind of way. I hope y'all hear me this morning. Romans chapter 6, Paul explains that we're slaves to something, y'all. Either we're slaves to the sin of this world, slaves to Satan, or we're slaves to Jesus Christ. When you are a slave of Jesus Christ, understand that you serve a good master. You serve a gracious Father, a merciful Father, a good God, a forgiving God, a holy God, who only wants the best for you and the best for me. And so, who are you yoked to again? Remember, sometimes you have to look back to move forward. Look back over your life right now. Just take a minute. Think about your life. Think inside your head. Don't let it come out of your mouth. Think about what the Lord delivered you from. Think about what he bought you out of. Think about how far he brought you. Think about how he could have taken you when you were in that. But by his grace, he didn't. Now, when you think about that, fast forward a little bit and think about how much more he wants us to stay free after he set us free. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that we stay free. Because when we don't, y'all, we're like the dog that returns to his vomit. So as a fool repeats his foolishness. So I'm holding in my hand, y'all. It's what's called a sick bag. Y'all see the little face on it? People make money on the craziest things these days, you know. I could take an old HEB bag and put some in my car, but I got these in my car. Because I don't want you to get sick in the car. I got some decent leather on those seats. Stick your head out the window if you need to. You know, hold it in. But don't throw up in my car. I know that's a repulsive way of thinking, y'all. So I have a barf bag. Can we get it's a barf bag, it's a vomit bag. And so we know what these are used for. That when you get sick, driving in the car on an airplane, y'all, they will give you a bag and you do your thing inside the bag. What would it look like in life if we're walking around with this and it's full of that stuff and we're holding it cherishing to ourselves? This nasty, stinky, dirty, repulsive stuff that's in this bag. That's the image that Paul is really saying. Listen, why are you going back to trash and mess? Why are you going back to your vomit and to your barf? Why are you holding on? That stuff is trash. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Let that stuff go. You are free in Christ. Free in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're the free people in the house today. That I'm letting that stuff go. That's trash. Paul says it's like garbage to me. I'm letting it all go for the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're the free people in the house today for real. Let the fireworks go off. If you know you're free, can you give God praise in the house today? If you know you've been set free. I'm free, y'all. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer chained. No chains holding me. I'm free in Jesus, free in the Lord, free in Christ, free from this, free from my past, free from bondage, free from what held me down, free from what held me back. I'm free in Jesus. In Jesus we are free. So beloved, stop practicing the same old habits, same old stuff that held you back and held you down. For the Galatians, it was the law. It was the Judaizers. It was legalism. It was dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Because they came up with a whole bunch of rules that you had to abide by. But what is it for us? What holds us captive? What holds us back? What may have you captive? Nobody knows that more than you and Jesus. That we can look real good in the house today, but we're bound. We're chained. But whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, thank you for this word today. On this 4th of July weekend, we're the country, we celebrate this great declaration of independence as a country. But truly, as a country and a people, we're really dependent upon you. As your children, we are dependent upon you. Only you can set a man truly free, spiritually free. Only you can save us, Jesus. If it takes you to save us, it takes you to keep us. So our declaration of faith today is we're not going back to this. Whatever that this is, we fill in the blank. We're not going back to that. That we're going to walk in, live in, praise in true freedom today. That we're putting the past behind us, moving forward by faith. We're trusting you, Jesus, by your power to keep us free in you. No more chains. No more shackles, but we're free in you today. And we declare that freedom in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, give me your God praise one more time. Amen. Free people in the house today. Listen, our ushers are standing in the aisles in this moment. God wants you to have a relationship with him. The only way you have a relationship with God the Father is through God the Son. And whosoever calls upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. So to put your faith in Jesus and to receive his free gift of eternal life, y'all, we have to first recognize that we are sinners. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have to confess, come into agreement with God and his word that we are sinners. There are none righteous, no, not one. We repent of our sins. Godly sorrow works repentance. We turn from our sins and we turn to God. We ask Jesus to save us by his grace. Some say we use the expression come into your heart, but what does that mean? No, specifically we're asking Jesus to save us by his grace. That we understand that we are sinners, but the only way to God the Father is through him. And so it's Jesus, save me by your grace, by your unmerited favor. From that moment on, listen, he saves us and we seek to walk it out every day of our lives. We turn over our lives to the rule of Jesus Christ, to his sovereignty in our lives. So if there's someone here today and you're not in the saving relationship with Jesus, this is what this all boils down to. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you're here today and you're not in the saving relationship with Jesus, we invite you at this moment. Our ushers are standing in the aisles. Their hands are extended. They'll lead you out of the sanctuary to room number one. We'll gather information. We'll welcome you with open arms. Do you know that you have a relationship with Jesus? Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not promised. We have right here, right now, and today. Won't you come? Won't you come right now? We don't rush this moment. Won't you come right now? Won't you come? If you're already a born-again believer, but you're not connected to a local church where you can worship with other believers, pray with other believers, serve with other believers, won't you come? Hands are extended. Won't you join this congregation, this fellowship, where we're connecting real life to a real faith? We're not a perfect people, but we serve a perfect God. Won't you come right now?
You've just heard Pastor Kevin Love of Living Faith Community Church, located at 1111 Tally Road in San Antonio, Texas. You're welcome to join us for Sunday worship service at 9 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study via Zoom at 7 p.m. Living Faith Community Church, where we're connecting real life to a real faith.